This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The Mersey River Wind Farm in Milton has finally broken ground, with crews getting the site ready this fall for when turbines are delivered next year. Dan Roscoe is the CEO of Roswell Development, the company that plans to install 33 windmills on Crown land west of the Mersey River.
We are moving forward with the construction of the wind farm. What will take place over the coming weeks will mostly be work on roads and grading, and we're going to get as much done we can before the snow flies. So we'll do as much as we can. It'll probably take us into the first week or two of January until we have to shut down, and then we'll pick things up in probably March or April.
Once the windmills are operational, Queens County residents will be able to buy power directly from Roswell's subsidiary, Renewall Energy. Renewall promises that its rates will be lower and more stable than Nova Scotia Power's. Hundreds of people have already signed up to be among the first residential customers, and the company also has agreements with more than 30 commercial, industrial, and government customers. The Region of Queens municipality is one of them. Roscoe told QCCR this week that the company is in talks with about a dozen more big users.
We've been engaging kind of commercial and larger customers for some time, and that has continued. We continue to sign up new customers.
Renewall sent out notices this week to people on its mailing list and to other local groups to tell them they'd be working at the site in Milton. Roscoe said they still plan to have the wind turbines delivered by fall of 2026. He says people are excited about one of the first big wind projects in Nova Scotia that will sell power directly to homeowners.
It's a big milestone for us, and I think it's a big milestone for Nova Scotia. I think there's a lot of interest in having choice of who we can buy electricity from. So we think it's exciting for both electricity customers in Nova Scotia and the renewable energy industry in general.
In 2021, Renewall was the first in the province to be awarded a license to sell power directly to consumers under the Renewable to Retail program introduced by the provincial government in 2015. The program allows companies to supply electricity directly to consumers while paying Nova Scotia Power a tariff for use of their grid. People can sign up for updates on the project on the Mersey River Wind website. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.